Good news on that basketball front, Joe, but the Assembly Hall last night, a tough place. Indiana off 6 days, and, well, they trailed with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Joe never regained the lead, and the air kind of started coming out of the balloon last night a little bit.
Well, you know, Coach Tom tells us that he's not big on using the word frustration, but there is disappointment, obviously, continuing in the Hoosier basketball camp, and it's continuing to mount, not only for the ball club, but the Hoosier faithful as well. They were leaving their seats just inside the four-minute mark, and Hoosiers down 12. It got worse, got as bad as 16. Iowa never trailed in the second half, putting the KO punch to the reeling Hoosiers, 77-63. The stat of note out of Tuesday's game, Iowa outscored Indiana 14-2 from the free throw line in the second half, 23-7 for the game. As a matter of fact, Iowa hit 9 of 12, the final 152. Indiana was only 7 of 11 for the entire game, and they continue to struggle shooting the ball again, as was the case last week at Northwestern, 36%, 38% last night on the McCracken court, and no 10-minute scoring droughts, but this one went 16 minutes, a stretch there of play, with only 4 field goals. Iowa had 17 second-chance points. They outboarded the Hoosiers in the second half, 22-16, and for the game, 37-33, and they scored 14 more off of 14 IU turnovers.
And the Hoosiers, Joe, get back to it. One more on Saturday night with Michigan State. Before we get too far, Indiana's first halftime deficit at Assembly Hall of the season, Joe. So, again, things they're not going in the right direction right now. And Indiana had 6 days to get ready for this.
Yeah.
And I think that's where some of the frustration gets from. And when your jump shot doesn't fall, we heard on Wednesday last week that, hey, they're good shots. They're just, you know, we're going to take those shots. Well, when they don't start to go in, you got to find another way to score. And Iowa, just, again, coming off an overtime win at Penn State on Saturday night, had a quick turnaround. The Hawkeyes now are 10-2. When Gabe Olushanny scores in double figures, the Hawkeyes are 19-1, scoring 64 or more points. Only lost to Iowa State on that. Again, Joe, just the bell was ringing, and you got to get out of the corner. And you press again, down 10 with 4 minutes to go. You had some opportunities because you trailed for the time before that to change momentum, to get things fired up. Hey, folks, and you can stand back for 1 second. I'm not going to drag you into this. Ryan Burton played last night. Jordan Fuchs played last night. The dice are rolled. Cards are on the table.
Yep, they are.
They're out there. It's not like they're benching guys to make a point. It's not like they're holding something back. They're trying everything to figure it out.
Well, we expect more this deep into the season with decision-making. I will say that and go on the record. And, you know, Coach called out Yogi Ferrell and Troy Williams in the post game as very disappointed with the decision-making of shots being taken. It's all about recognition. I mean, we've seen...
6 of 24 combined, Joe.
You know, we've seen glass two-three zones before. And unfortunately... And Iowa, and that's the difference in this Iowa team. Defensively, they're better this year than they were a year ago. They were scoring a lot of points and winning 19-20 games. But this team is on a hot streak right now. But the 2-3 zone just caused us recognition problems. And I just don't understand that with some of our decision-making from players that we expect more and better of. And we didn't get it last night.
You know, maybe Iowa's got the lucky, Joe, because their 5-game winning streak has come against Rutgers, Penn State, Nebraska. Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois.
Yeah.
So that's, again, they're not beating the top-level teams, but they're 11-6, and Indiana's not. And those
well,
are the
what do you do this time of year, baby? Win.
You win basketball games, and that's not what Fran McCaffrey's been doing at Iowa. You remember this time last year, Iowa was ranked, what, top 10 late January?
Struggled.
Oh, they struggled. They lost like 8 of 10 and lost the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Well, again,
that's Iowa's problem. Indiana's problem is, Joe, where do you find easy baskets? How do you get back to the free throw line? It's settling for jump shots. It's, again, last night you're attacking big players and not getting to the foul line. Tom Crean mentioned in your post-game interview last night that he didn't think he got a fair shake from the officiating.
Well,
I don't think that's the question. You've got to create contact. You've got to create problems. And Indiana did not create Iowa. Again, who plays in his zone, didn't create them any problems at all. And the toughest part is shooting the basketball. 23 of 60, as you mentioned. 14 turnovers. That's not going to kill you. That's not going to drive you crazy. And Iowa, boy, oh, boy. They took more bad shots than I've seen down at the Hyper. They get the ball in the first half. Peter Jock and Adam Woodbury were Indiana's two best players.
Well, yeah, but they go and get the ball, and they got to the free throw line, and one big key, too. They got in the 1-1 with 9:17 to play in the opening half, and that was in a tight ball game. And, you know, like you said, the Hoosiers' last lead came at 24-23. So that being said, they did make the most, even on those missed shots. They were going, getting the ball, and having another possession and getting what they wanted to get out of
I told you wrong on that. Indiana led their final lead. Hannah Perea made layup 24-23. You're right, the six-minute mark. 26 minutes at home.
Yeah.
And again, only down four at halftime. And before you know it, it's timeout at 38-31. 39-41, 40-31.
Yep.
And the Hoosiers just couldn't get over that hump again in the lead. Jumped up there. You've got freshmen playing like freshmen, which isn't surprising. The Indiana freshmen showed you earlier in the season what they can be capable of, but here we are in game what, Joe, 30?
Game, I'm losing count.
19 and
9, 28 games.
Okay, what do you play in high school? 24, 22? Yeah. They're playing 32 minutes a night, 34 minutes a night here at a complete different level. It's not an excuse. They've hit the wall. Remember a couple weeks ago when they told us they haven't hit the wall?
Yeah.
Well, they've hit the wall. Yeah. And that's what happens. That's what happens with teams that are young. But you can't have Yogi Ferrell and Troy Williams, your two best players.
No.
6 of 24 at home. That's the bottom line. Iowa scored more points than you did. Your defense doesn't shut guys down, and you don't score. And that's a tough recipe, and that's where Indiana basketball is at right now. And a wounded animal will be playing tonight, Michigan State, who has thrown away more games at home than I've ever seen in the history of Tom Izzo basketball.
Agreed.
They have the Boilermakers tonight. That will make Michigan State 10-7 if they can't beat Purdue at home. And they're kind of wobbling down the stretch as well. And it'll be noon on ESPN. Joe, we'll do a little high school next time. This one got away from us. But,
that's all right.
Congratulations to both the city schools. Doubleheader action. Chalk Talk at 5:30 on Friday night. It's North and East Central, East and South. That's our doubleheader of action for you, and we'll do more on that at 8:45.
And we'll touch on the women of Terry Moore, and they hope to continue the season. They're opening up the Big Ten tournament tonight. They play Penn State. We'll talk more about that next hour.
Hey, Joe, it's sectional basketball week, so we should have some crazy weather, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess we should, huh?
48 and rain yesterday.
It seems to be a seasonal thing.
Oh, it is.
Seasonal affection disorder.
I've seen it 73. I've seen it 13. You know,
in the same week.
Yeah.
Tuesday night when it's 80 in the gym, and Sunday or Saturday night when you're leaving and there's the layer of snow on the ground. So it's Indiana. It is wintertime, and that means hoops. And the first Tuesday in March is one of my favorite times of year. It takes me back, Joe, high school sectional basketball. And what a great start for the city last night.
Well, just what we wanted to see. And then some Tuesday night on the home court, a Cougar Panther 1-2 punch. And now it's on to semifinal Friday for Andy Hodson and J.R. Holmes Clubs. Senior guard Tate Stewart was wired right from the start, and junior Malik LaFoon wasn't bad either, as the Cougs duo combined for 45 last night. 26 from Stewart, who stepped in for Musa Jallo, who sat out the 70-57 win over Shelbyville with concussion symptoms surfacing in last week's game down in New Albany. Stewart nailed 6 threes on the night as North snapped his 3-game losing streak in the Tuesday night opener. On the night, the Maroon and Gold sunk 11 triples, hit 53.5%, and turned it over only 7 times, and moving into Friday's semifinal game alongside East Central at 6 p.m. North played, well, a compact zone last night with Jallo out and played a very strong final quarter, scoring 26 the final 8 minutes after a 44-41 advantage after 3. North State on top, closing out the Golden Bears, hitting 11 of 15 from the free throw line over the final stretch after Shelbyville knotted things at 50-50 with 3.5 to play. So the defending champions move on. And ditto for the 7th-ranked Panthers, who came out on fire in Game 2, going on an early 18-0 run. They led 35-13 at half against Columbus North and cruised to its 17th straight win, 66-44. Another super effort off the bench from freshman Chance Coyle, who delivered 17 points, giving him 32 now over the last two games. Coyle missed missed only one shot of the seven that he took, and the Southsiders also watched him grab five rebounds, along with Logan Kirby, who shook off a gimpy ankle problem after last Friday night, had a solid effort inside. He had those five boards and 12 points. South shot 60% for the game, defense holding the Dogs to 36%, and South had only eight turnovers. Panthers now will shoot for win number 20 Friday night, taking on the 14-8 Columbus East Olympians, a team they beat by 20 back in January. It'll be game two of two. Our coverage, same as it was Tuesday night. Chalk Talk kicking off our coverage for semifinal Friday at 5:30. Meanwhile, Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs hook up with the WIC champ Brown County. Game one Friday night over at West Vigo. Owen Valley catches the host in game two. The Vikings knocked out Northview last night 72-59. In the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. And it's a must-win situation for the basketball Hoosiers flat out. Saturday starting at noon against invading Michigan State, who has a tough game tonight at home against Purdue. Indiana struggling big time to shoot the ball last night and floundered around, shooting only 38% for the ball game. Leading the way in scoring was Nick Zeisloff off the bench with five triples, 14 for James Blackman Jr., and 11 points for Yogi Farrell. Troy Williams struggled 3 for 13, Yogi 3 of 11. That has to get better on Saturday at noon, as the Hoosiers take on Michigan State in the regular season finale.
Yeah, Joe, great stuff on the high school hardwood. Exciting times as always. Get your compass out for Friday night. I got to keep my east, south, north, and east all going in the right direction.
Yeah, you do.
But easy for all our listeners. Do exactly what you did last night. Tune in at 5:30. Catch two wins. And then Saturday night, Joe, if it all goes according to Hoyle, what time would things get started? Are those an 8 o'clock for the
7:30? Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure on that because I couldn't remember when that championship game was. So that will be a very, very interesting final. If it comes to that, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, hey, East Central's 10-14. I know it; they can happen. You're playing for your lives. So, you know, teams jump up to that moment, but it looks like a North-South sectional. And good for North, too, Joe, to get back to their winning way, and that three ball really helped last night.
Well, I tell you, they're brimming with confidence now. I mean, it's been a team that's had a lot of fight all season long, and they are the defending champions. Yes, they have some new players, a new nucleus, so to speak, to write their own script. But they'll be ready for East Central, and hopefully we'll have that rematch. We had it last week or last year at Shelbyville. Hopefully, deja vu comes Saturday night.
Yeah, a little shorter drive for you as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maryland beats Rutgers last night, 60-50. Northwestern in double overtime beats Michigan. The Michigan schools don't believe in fouling, Joe, up three under 5 seconds left as Trey Demps hit a three to tie it and hit a three to send it to double overtime.
I know.
Under 5 seconds, so I guess John Beilein and Tom Izzo go to the same coaching clinics. And I'm not making fun of them. It's just, it's unbelievable how that just happens time and time and time again. Tonight, as you mentioned, Boilermakers and Spartans at 8. That's the second game of a Big Ten doubleheader. Big Ten Network. Ohio State's at Penn State at 6. Yes, these games matter. Ohio State 10-6. Michigan State 10-6. Indiana 9-8. So if those teams lose out, Indiana wins. And then we've got some seeding to talk about moving forward. But I think it's all about those candy stripers, Joe. They need to figure out how to get to the foul line. They need to figure out how to get more layups, dunks, and easy points. They need to figure out, again, how to get better shots within that offense. Because right now, Northwestern on the road and now Iowa at home. Those were two struggling nights from the field shooting the basketball.
Well, it was disappointing again. Indiana shot only 11 free throws, and as we mentioned earlier, Glass, Iowa outscored Indiana 14-2 from the free throw line in the final 2 minutes. They shot more free throws and hit 9 of 12 than Indiana shot the entire game in causing separation in that one last night. Very disappointing in that regard. So were the 14 turnovers on your home court. A lot of bad stuff happening on the McCracken court that has to get shored up. Let's face it, it is a must situation. We haven't used that word must, but Indiana looks for its 20th on Saturday. And
you usually don't have to when you start the season 5-1 in league play.
Let's hope it's better. We got to talk about the women for a second. They open up the Big Ten tournament against Penn State, a team they lost to in January by 4, but a win puts them back at 500. Maybe they can make it through, take on Rutgers on Thursday. So we wish them the best out in Hoffman States, Illinois, at the Sears Center Arena Big Ten Women's Tournament starting later tonight.